All right, the first page of Franio is from the Imre Emes. We learned, we had the schus on Monday to learn some of the teachings of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes' eldest son was the Imre Emes. And after the Sfas Emes passed away at a very young age, 57 years old, the Imre Emes became the third Rebbe of Ger. The first Ger Rebbe was the Chiddush Arim, the second Ger Rebbe was the Sfas Emes, and the third Ger Rebbe was the Imre Emes. And each one in his own style is unbelievable. I happen to have a very strong love for the Imre Emes. I thought about learning it one year on Thursdays. It's just a hard sefer to get. It's not as easy to buy as like a Kedushas Levi. Happens to be the piece that we're going to learn. He begins with the words of the Kedushas Levi. Okay, so let's take a look. This is from the writings of the Imre Emes from the year Tuf Resh Samach Hay. So what year is that? Tuf Resh Samach Hay. Right now we're in Ayin Ches. We're in Tuf Shin Ayin Ches. What's tough Reish Samach Hay? What year? 1905. Okay, in 1905, the Imre Emes, in his teachings for the first days of Pesach, taught. HaKedushas Levi Makshe. The Kedushas Levi asked, Al Masha Omer Baal HaGadah Ani V'lo Malach. We're going to say in a couple weeks at the Seder, we're going to recite in the Haggadah, who took us out of Mitzrayim? Ani Hashem, v'lo malach. Not a malach. It was only Hashem. What's strange, says the Kedushas Levi, Halo ksiv vayishlach malach v'yotzi'enu mitzrayim. In Bamidbar, Parachof, in one of the psukim that reminisces about the Yitziah from Mitzrayim, it says, vayishlach malach, Hashem sent a malach and took us out of Mitzrayim. And in the Haggadah we're saying, no, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo malach. And the Kedushas Levi has a cryptic answer to the question. Imre Emes says, Teirutzo kasha lahavin. It's hard for me to understand what the Kedushas Levi meant by his answer. Maybe we'll get to see it. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to see what his answer was. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, who passed away in 1948, said, I have a different shot. Ulam li Yisrael hayaz hastaros. The Jewish people, needless to say, in Mitzrayim were in a place of Hester Panim. Complete confusion. To the point that they could never envision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uva'atzva would save them from Mitzrayim. So in the mind of Klal Yisrael, the way that they saw things unfold, they said, oh, a malach is taking us out of Mitzrayim. What the Haggadah is being megala to us is we only said that because we were slaves, our brains were enslaved. The Mitzias was ani v'lo malach. It looks like a malach. Sometimes in life, something's happening, a malach means a shliach. Oh, it's not Hashem himself who put me in this position, good or bad. It was a malach, it was a shliach Hashem. I don't see Hashem in this. But the Haggadah is being megalat us, the Haggadah is revealing to us that we only thought that way because of the Hester. V'heim sabr shahay al yedei malach. They thought it was a malach. U've'emes hakol haya al yedei Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma. But the truth of the matter was, ani v'lo malach. There's times in life where you think it's a malach and it's not a malach. You think you got into a fight with your friend. Got into a fight with your spouse. Got into a fight with your boss. Right? And you think, okay, so, you know, this is Ben Adam L'Chavero. But the truth is, no, it's Ben Adam L'Makom. It's Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting you to feel a certain way because he wants you to start thinking a certain way. So you can misinterpret the situation and say, no, this is just a malach. This is not a message from God. This is, you know, an encounter with another human being. But what the Haggadah is being megalitas is not true. Rak Hashem Yisbarach, ani v'lo malach. Hashem Yisbarach Yeshnu B'chol HaAstaros. A Jew has to realize that in those times when it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nowhere to be found, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. And it's all about perspective. This is a big Indian in Geras Svarim in general. We saw them in the Sfas Emes, trying to look more deeply into the situation, not to see things superficially, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Uksiv, the Pasuk says in Micha, Kimei Tseischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, our Enun flows. And just like when we left Mitzrayim, we thought it was a malach and really it was Hashem. So the Navi in Micha says, just like when you left Mitzrayim, you saw wonders and miracles, so too when Mashiach comes, it's going to be the same thing. And therefore the Imre Emes is hinting to us, we should probably be a little smarter next time around. Right? When, I was going to say a lashon like when World War III breaks out, but we shouldn't say things like that. So I didn't say that. It's stricken from the record. I didn't say that. Right? But when things start to crumble in society and in the world, and we say, it's not, right? It's not Hashem. It's so-and-so. It's this political leader, or it's this situation, or it's this taiva, or it's this, that. Hashem says, you're missing it again. Aniva lo malach. You didn't see it last time, you're not going to see it again if you're not careful. The hope is that just as when we read the Haggadah, we realize, it was Hashem all along. I knew it was Hashem all along. Shela asir ya'iru einenu, v'nir esh Hashem yisparach haya b'chol hadochak v'atzaros. We'll come to the realization with clarity, hopefully. When we get to the end, we look back, understanding history in reverse, we'll understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every step of the way. Imo anochi b'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in that suffering. La'asid yisgala eke asher eke. Ehaya asher ehaya. I'll be what I will be, which means what? I am God, like the Navi says, I don't change. I'm always there. Oh, you didn't see me? That's your perspective. That's your problem. Aniva lo malach. Ehaya asher ehaya. I'll be what I always was. You're seeing me differently. That's why now you're appreciating it. If you don't identify me within the difficulty, so then you feel very lonely, and you feel very hurt, and you question me. B'chol yom yeshnam hastaros chadashos. In every day of our life, we encounter new types of mitzrayim, new type of hastaros, new type of concealment. V'lachein mechuyav lahaskir yetzias mitzrayim b'chol yom. And therefore, there's an obligation, not sipor yetzias mitzrayim, that's only on the Seder night, but there's a daily mitzvah of what? Of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. What are we remembering? Says the Imre Yamis in 1905, you know what we're remembering? We're remembering how last time it was Hashem and we thought it was a malach. And when I'm going through a hester right now, and I'm in a moment of struggle right now, I have to try to remember that Hashem has not abandoned me. This is not happenstance. These are not just messengers of God. This is Hashem b'chodu uva'atzvo. To remember every day, Yisiyas b'tzvayim b'chol yom, ki tzricham ledash she'b'chol ha'astaros nimtza Hashem yisparach, kamo shahaya b'mitzrayim. Just as Hashem was with us in Mitzrayim, be'emes, so too He's with us now. Sheim choshu shagu'ula hi al yidei malach, uve'emes haya al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. They missed it. They thought it was a malach, but really it was Hashem. U'misayim shom anivalo acher. We don't only say anivalo malach, right? We also say anivalo acher. I and no one else. What does that mean? God is telling us, hainu sha'acher zar. The term acher doesn't just mean another. Acher means like something very foreign. The Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, lo sishtachav el acher. Don't bow down to another god. Right? But acher means like acher. Elisha ben Avuya in the Gemara Chagiga, when he goes off the derech, he's relabeled as what? As acher, as an outsider. As someone who's categorically different. So Hashem says, aniv lo acher. I was the one who saved you, and everyone else was zar. Everyone else was strange. No one else could understand what you were going through. It's funny, we sat in Mitzrayim saying, God has abandoned us, God doesn't know what we're going through, He's ignoring us. And Hashem says, I was the only one who got what you were going through. Ani v'lo acher. Ani v'lo acher haynu sha'acher zar. Lo yachol liros u'lahavinsos. No one else could understand the situation. You didn't understand the situation as much as I did, Hashem says. Yetzias Mitzrayim lo haysi yachol lios al yedei malach. No malach could understand or could have found a way to look at a Klal Yisrael in such a state and want to save them. Ki isa shemikol mitzvah she'ish Yisrael mekayim niver malach. Gevaldik line. The Mayama says, aniva lo malach, because there were no malachim. Where do malachim come from? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, every time you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. In Mitzrayim, the Jews were what? Were barren for mitzvahs. They had no mitzvahs. Uvi yisiyas Mitzrayim ksiv, as we say in the Haggadah, pasuk in Yecheskel, va'at eirom ve'eria. You were naked and bare. Naked and bare from what? From mitzvos. We had no mitzvos. Which means there were no malachim. There was nothing. There was no one else who could have possibly understood our situation and had the kindness to save us. V'yisa shalo haya b'yadam mitzvos. V'lachein haya muchrach lios sayedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. So there were no malachim created from our mitzvos. Right? There was no one. Everyone else was acher. No one else. There was no one else who had any sheiches to this. It had to be me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And therefore recognize that it was me. V'nishar zeh kiyam la'olam, this reality of the Geulas Mitzrayim al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself lasts forever. Sha'afilu im yihiyah ish arum, if a person finds himself, or arum as the pasuk says, if a person finds himself barren for mitzvos, naked of mitzvos, arum legamri, yachol gamhu le'yachiz b'yam ma'il. Zecher li'yisiyas Mitzrayim, he grabs on to what happened then, and he says, just like a Jew in Mitzrayim had nothing, there were no malachim, there were no mitzvos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. So too I can hope for the same thing to happen to me. Ki davar shahaya al yedei Hashem yisbach, eino nifsak la'olam.
Because anything that God did himself is by definition eternal, because God is eternal. Kedichsev, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yisrael nosha b'Hashem chuas olamim. The Jewish people were saved by God, and if God saves you, then it's a chuas olam. It's an eternal salvation. Or as we say in the Agada, and we say in Ma'ariv every night, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to Cheiros Olam. Cheiros Olam means eternal freedom. To be completely free, truly freed. And therefore, if it happened once, through the hands of Hashem, it becomes programmed into reality, that it can always be tapped into. Kasher HaYeshua Hi Al Yedei Hashem Yisparach Harei Hi La'olam Va'ad. Adkan, the words of the Imranus. Hashem saves you, it's eternal. Okay? What an unbelievable insight. Make sure you don't miss what's happening. You could totally misinterpret the situation. And that's why in Bamidbar Parachaf, we're still talking about the Malach that took us out of Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, what are you talking about? Sit at the Seder night and internalize, Anivalo Malach, Anivalo Sarach, Anivalo Ashliach, Anivalo Acher. It was me, and only me. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Turn to page 2. Rabbetzal Radinsky from Muncie, Shlita, Mamash Agon. I don't know if you're familiar with Rabbi Radinsky. Radinsky is like on the Rav Chaim Kanievsky learning schedule. You know, like finishes all of Bavli, Yerushalmi, Kol HaTorah Kul every year, makes a big siyum. He's a young person. He's probably in his, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s maybe. Mamash a young man. He's a Mamash a big gong, a super genius. So he writes, yeah, he came, he spoke in Hebrew a few times. So in his sefer Mishkan B'Tzalel, on Shmos, in the volume on Shmos, in Parshas B'Shalach, he says a beautiful vart, it's a painful vart, but it's a beautiful diuk in a pasuk that makes this whole sugya of missing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in your life that much more painful. Vayihi B'Shalach Paro Asam. Take a look. Vayihi B'Shalach Paro Asam. When Paro sent us out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take us by way of the Plishtim Kikar Ophel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us in a very roundabout route to get out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because Hashem was afraid. The Jewish people are going to encounter a difficulty on the way, and they're going to want to go back to Mitzrayim. So by taking us in a long, crazy way, that's going to make us less likely to want to go back to Mitzrayim. When we're schlepping through the Midbar, I think we'd want to go more readily back to Mitzrayim. Okay, that's not the question we're going to focus on right now. One of the questions that jumps out at us is the word Vayihi. Vayihi b'shalach parasa. Vayihi, says Rav Radinsky, Harbe kushios misoreres kasher korim pasuk. There's a lot of questions that we have on this pasuk. But first and foremost, the first word. Reishis kol vayihi hu. Vayihi hu b'derech chlal lashon tsar. The word vayihi generally has a negative connotation. The Jewish people just got freed from Mitzrayim. What could possibly be negative about Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim? V'kar amdu chazal b'zeh b'medrash. The Medrash discusses whether or not Vayihi, Stam, just the plain word Vayihi, is negative. Vayihi b'mei is certainly negative. We generally assume, I've told you in the past, the Gemara debates, the Gemara says Vayihi could be either or. The Medrash seems to come to the conclusion that Vayihi has a negative connotation. Vahaya is a positive word. Vayihi is negative. That's based on Midrashim. The Gemara talks about Vayihi and Vayihi b'mei. The Medrash talks about Vayihi and comes to a different conclusion than the Gemara, that Vayihi is more negative than positive. And Vahaya, the Medrash says, is positive. So the question's like this. Vayihi b'shalach paro. What's the Vayihi? The Jews are finally leaving Mitzrayim. Aval ayin b'yalkut, if you look in the Yalkut Shemoni, it says clearly, mi tzavach vay, the Medrash clearly understood the Vayihi as being sad. Who said vay? Who cried out, Vayihi? Who said oi? Right, vay is a lashon of woe. Who said oi? Who cried out when we left Mitzrayim? Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kara vay. Hashem said, oi! Why did Hashem say, oi? His beloved Klal Yisrael just got freed, and he was the one who got them out through a year of Makos. Uve emes hi plia mamish, shekan mascheles geulas Yisrael mitzrayim, v'shilucha min ha'aretzai. This should be the greatest, the happiest moment in Jewish history. V'hayu lenu lahaschel parasha zu, b'tupim macholos. They should have gone out with what? With instruments and song and dance. U'madu ha'maschilim b'lashem kazeh. Sheyesh ba mashmoz shel tzar. So why begin the whole parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the parsha that's going to have Az Yashir in it, the parsha that's going to destroy the Mitzrayim once and for all, how can it begin with the word Vayihi? So hard to understand. So it says, Radinsky, turn the page. He says on page Nun Ches, bracketed paragraph. He asks many other questions. We're going to focus on that question. V'ava'er si chasi b'zeh. How did we end up in Mitzrayim? Partially because Avram Avinu questioned Hashem. Avram Avinu was in a moment of tremendous closeness to Hashem, and yet he questioned Hashem. Bama'idah, how do I know for sure that I'm going to be zocha to be Yoresh Eretz Yisrael? You're making me all these promises, God. How do I know? How do you know? Chutzpah. On some small level, Avram, the great Mammon that he was, the founding father of Klal Yisrael, had a little bit of a lack of amuna just by even asking that question. And therefore, ubepshuto hayakan srach koton shalchit be'amuna, b'Hashem. There was a little bit, a very tiny, again, lefima dregaso, a tiny, he was maybe asking for information, but the fact that he even questioned Hashem was a little bit of a lack of amuna. And because of that little bit of lack of amuna, hagam shezeh bevadai lamala mi'asagosei, and obviously, it's beyond our understanding, right? It's according to Avram's level. But it's clear to us from the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Avram, that he asked such a question. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to Mitzrayim. Your children are at Golis, right? Because you don't believe in me enough. So part of going to Mitzrayim and then coming out of Mitzrayim is to clarify that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. To not have questions on Hashem. And if you read the Psukim that talk about the Makos, it's very clear that that's the whole point of Mitzrayim. The whole point of the Yitzhiyah and the way we got out, with all of the open miracles, Kulan Chozos V'Koflos Ha'inyan, it constantly comes back to the theme of what? L'man Teidu Ki Ani Hashem B'Karev Haaretz. Everything that you're going to see in Mitzrayim is going to prove to you with the utmost clarity Emuna and Hashem. It'll knock out all your questions. Okay? So we see that Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to bring us to the Spitz level of Amunah. The Matzah is Mechla de Me'amnusa, the highest level of Amunah, the food of faith. It's all about Amunah. The Seder night is all about Amunah. So therefore, Vayihi B'Shalach Paro Es Ha'am, says Rabbi Radinsky on the left side of the page, Val Pizeh Ur Chodosh Yair Lanu Kan, there were two ways a Jew could look at Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could look at Hashem taking us out, or you could look at Paro sending us out. How did Klal Yisrael see it? Vayihi. Says the Medrash, who said woe? Who said oi? Hashem said oi. Why did Hashem say oi? Because Klal Yisrael said vayihi, b'shalach Paro asam. Paro sent us out. Paro sent us out. This is much worse than an evil Amalach. The Pasuk in Bamidbar Perachov says, Amalach took us out of Mitzrayim. Here, Klal Yisrael thought that what? Hashem made the Makos, but it was Paro's choice to send us out. Paro threw us out. Hashem didn't pluck us out. That's terrible. Hashem's crying over that. That means, you, in a sense, missed the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Laman Teidu, Ki Ani Hashem Bekarav Haaretz, was totally lost on them. Two perspectives of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Radinsky, one, but Mabat Echad, one perspective is, Hayucholim Liros Kanashkocha Pratas Mea Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look how Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of your every needs. Vishaparo Eno Elika Kof Ba'alma. Paro is literally a monkey, a puppet in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands, who's Osa Ratzon Kono Bal Karcho, who's being forced to do the will of God. Vacharkola Makos Shanasu Amitzrim. Hochuchu Lakayim Das Elyon. That after everything Hashem did to them, they are forced to be mevatel themselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's supernal will, uleshloach Yisrael miartzam, and to send Klal Yisrael out. V'ma Yisrael mistakel b'mabat kazeh, ha'yisatachas ha'yitziyah nigmeres, kirei hayu mitaktim al yidei zeh inyan ha'amunah. If we would have walked out realizing it was all Hashem every step of the way, then we would have achieved the purpose of going to Mitzrayim, to fix Avram Avinu's question, b'ma eida kir Hashemah. But unfortunately, there's another way to look at things. He says, about 10 lines into the paragraph, 8 lines in, Aval etzareinu haya b'mabat acher. Unfortunately, the Jews had a different perspective. Shistaklu b'nei Yisrael al paro, shehu adon. They looked at their master of flesh and blood, paro. V'lo hayinu avadim. And to him we were slaves, right? Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. I think you can say a new pshat in the Haggadah. Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. Yeah? Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. Maschel b'gnos, that's a gnos. You think you were a slave to Paro in Mitzrayim? You were a slave to Hashem in Mitzrayim. Okay, Paro was the one who made it look like you, but Hashem was putting you through that. Hashem told Avram, I'm going to put you through a difficulty. So don't think that power is in charge at any point. Never think that power is in charge. So Klai Yisrael thought, oh, after Hashem beat up Paro, then Paro decided to send us out. And about such a perspective, Chazal say, Vai lanu, woe is us. We missed it. We missed the whole point. The whole point of the Golis was to come to the realization that my eyes are only locked in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no one else. Everything else is just a superficial understanding of things. And that's the pshat vayihi. What's the vayihi? B'shalach Paro Asa. That they thought Paro was the one who was sending them out of Mitzrayim. Every day of our life, like the Imran has said, we have to deal with this. Every day of our life, we're trying to figure out where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So many people sit around waiting for Mashiach to come. We sit around waiting for Mashiach to come. We say, oh, when Mashiach gets here, then all of a sudden, things are going to be good. I want to read you a line. It's an English translation of a line from the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's in the Sefer HaSichos, in the Rebbe Rashab, from the year Tafshin, Tafshin Dalet. Okay? It was in Yiddish, obviously, originally, on page 93. And here's the translation in English. The Rebbe Rashab said, and it's very much the perspective of Chabad, but it's the perspective of all these tzaddikim that we're learning, many people await the coming of Mashiach and the better days it will bring. Right? People are waiting. Right now, it's a dark period. Hashem's nowhere to be found. When Mashiach comes, things are going to be good. We're sitting around waiting for things to get good. In truth, however, said the Rebbe Rashab, these are the best days there are. Every day is the best day. What does that mean? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with me right now. The fact that Hashem is with me when I'm suffering is even bigger proof that Hashem is involved in my life. If Hashem comes to celebrate the good times, so not such a chiddush. But that you still love me, you're still hanging out with me when we're going through tough times, that's a sign of real friendship. That's a sign of real love. So the Rebbe Rashab said, people are sitting out waiting for Mashiach, so things can get good. The Rebbe Rashab said, it's good right now. What Mashiach will do is reveal the hidden goodness of our present-day existence. Mashiach is just going to allow us to realize we're so stupid. Hashem was there the whole time. All those times I thought Hashem wasn't there, Mashiach is going to prove to us, he's going to show us, he's going to peel back that cover, like we mentioned earlier in the week from the Sfas Emes, Lo sasura achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Don't be fooled by your eyes to think, oh, these are bad days. These aren't bad days, they're great days. Gevaldik days. And the Kodesh Baruch is with us now, as much as ever. And therefore it's our job, right, to take that Mashiachic perspective and bring it into our life right now. That's how tzaddikim lived. Tzaddikim were able to experience Mashiach while they were still in their lifetime. It's the bracha of the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, such a gevaldik lashon of bracha, Olamecha tira b'chayecha. You should see your olam in your lifetime. You should see your olam haba in your lifetime. What does that mean? You should realize that it's not out there that you're trying to get to. That Hashem is somewhere beyond, and one day I'll get to meet up with Him. You can meet up with Him right now. You don't have to travel very far to find Him. Let me read you a letter. I'm going to read you a letter from Rav Pinkus. A letter from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. You don't have it in front of you. In the Nefesh Shimshon, in the volume of letters, Michtavei Chizuk. Okay, listen to this letter. A letter from Rav Shimshon Pinkus to a Ben Yeshiva. That's what it's called. Michtav Chizuk le Ben Yeshiva. He writes to him, he said, I read your letter, and he says, I'm not on a madrega to give Eitzah. Who am I? I'm not a Baal Eitzah. He says, but it appears to me you're trying to grow in your Shemayim, in Torah, and you're doing all sorts of things. You're doing your Ashtadlis, and that's very good. But now you're frustrated. You're at a point where you feel like you need someone to really help you take it to the next level. So Shimshon Pinkus writes to him. He says, listen, I'm not a Baal Eitzah, but I know someone who is. Alkein ani atein lecha shem. I'll give you a name. A ksoives. I'll give you an address. She'elov tifne v'hu ya'azor lecha. Let me give you a phone number, a name, an address. Speak to this individual, and you'll be able to get the help that you need. Korim lo Hashem Yisparach. Maybe you've heard of him. You're running around trying to find like a good Eitzah. I have an Eitzah for you. I'll give you a name and an address. We call him Hashem. Hu chazak mo'od. He's very chazak. He has good advice. He really knows what he's talking about. Sheve emes hu bara hakol. Va'ani yodeya besod, shu gam ohev oscha ba'ofen ishi. And I know a secret about this individual, right, that he personally loves you. In case you didn't know, he personally loves you. And not only that, he's waiting for your phone call. He's looking forward to talk to you. Yeah? And it's not so hard, he says, to find his address, to find his location. Shu nimtza b'chol makom kipshuto. You don't have to go running around looking for Eitzah, writing letters to Gedolim. Rebbe, help me, I don't know what to do. At the very moment you're reading this letter that I'm writing to you, you could turn to him. And now listen to what he writes. Ani kosev zem ibn shahar be choshim shu inyan shel tfila vasias mitzvah vechipas madregos. Some people think to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you got to wait till you get to that, again, that magnificent place beyond. You're waiting to get to that place that the Rebbe Rashab says people are sitting around waiting for Mashiach, when things are going to get good. People think you need to be a big Baal Madrega to be able to have a real kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol ze nachon, it's true, obviously, the greater Madregos a person has, in a certain sense, it's easier to connect to Hashem. Aval ein ha'ikar. It's not the main thing. You know what the main thing is? Listen to these words. Ha'ikar hu, sha'kadosh baruch hu ishius berura chai v'kayam, efshar litfos ito kesher ishi. Ula olam lo hisachzav, or hisachzev, misha asakach. The main thing is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not theoretical, and if you cling to that idea, you'll be totally good. In the English translation of this letter, they refer to it the way that they translate this line, they said the main thing is to know that Hashem is not a concept. Hashem is not an idea. Hashem is not an abstract concept that we talk about. Hashem exists, and he's waiting for your phone call. U'masha davar yoser pashut, u'prakti yoser tov yoser ma. And this might sound like super obvious and super simplistic and extra, you know, ultra practical, but he says sometimes practical things are the way to go. And he signs the letter, Hachosin b'kavod gadol leben Torah, hamachapis v'emes. I write in the honor, to the honored one, this ben Torah who's searching for truth, rak chaval she'eini yodea heichon lachapis. How sad it is that you don't know where to look. Signed, Shimshon David Pinkus. It's kavalik, no? To be able to realize, I don't have to wait. I'm not waiting for Hashem to... Mashiach's going to help us to see it more because we're too stupid to see it ourselves. But let's work on trying to see it. Tzaddikim see it. Take a look at the next page, the Avodas Yisrael. The Kajitzer Magid, the Avodas Yisrael in Pirkei Avos. This is in the first parak of Pirkei Avos in Mishnah Yud Gimel. Says the Heilige Kajitzer Magid. We're going to read where it says, where he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Targum on a pasuk, Hashem yimloch liolam va'ed. We say it every day in davening, and we even say the Targum in davening. What do we say? What does the Targum say? How does the Targum translate Hashem yimloch liolam va'ed? Ein mechuvanim a pasuk. The pasuk says Hashem yimloch. How does the Targum translate it? Right. The pasuk says yimloch. Hashem will rule. Lashon asid. Umitargim. What do we say? What does the Targum say? That Malchuto what? It's now. Right? We say it every day in Uval Etzion. Yeah? That his Malchus is what? Is right here. Is right now. It's here, it's now, and it's Lo'olam Vaed. So is it Kaim right now? Or is it Yimloch? Is it something Lashon Asid? That's the question the Ramban asks on the Targum. Right? As opposed, the Targum translates it as Kaim. It's now. Mu'hove. Ach be'emes hu. Says the Kajusar Magid, it is now. It is now. The Targum's letting us in on a big secret. The Targum of the Torah is a deep secret. Ki bevadai u'malchuso b'kol mashallah. Ach dehu derech achorayim. She'ein nira klal godo malchuso. But unfortunately, many people, like the Rebbe Rashab said, only see it in reverse. We only get what's happening now when we get to the end of the story and look back. So therefore, the pasuk reflects the most pashup shat, Hashem yimloch li'olam vaed. Everyone's going to be maskim at the end. Yimloch, in the future, everyone's going to agree that Hashem is king. Klal Yisrael, when they were standing at the Yamsuf in Az Yashir, said, Hashem Yimloch, this was a good geula, this wasn't bad, we got out of Mitzrayim, not bad, but Hashem Yimloch, there's more to come. There's more in the future. That's the Pashup Shat. Yimloch, the Rome is Allah Asid, v'hul Yimos Mashiach. There's going to be a bigger redemption in the future. Like I told you yesterday from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Maschil b'gnus v'messayim b'shevach. We start off the Haggadah with gnus and we end with shvach. We go from negative to positive. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the whole Pesach is gnus. The shvach is the Mashiach. You can look at the whole salvation as being only b'di'evet. The good stuff is yet to come. So that's what Klal Yisrael understood at the ocean. They're standing at the Yamsa and they said, ah, yimloch, there's more to come, much more to come in the future. Avala metargim perish la'emes. But the Targum lets us in on a secret.
That Hashem yimloch, yes, that's true, but also what? But Hashem is here right now. Because Hashem is here just as much now, even if we don't see it. They saw it at the Amsuf, and they said, in the future, people will also see it. The Targum is letting us in on the secret that you always have the ability to choose to see it. Ani v'lo malach. Navayhi b'shalach paro asam. But to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's how a Jew has to see things. That's the var from the Kashrut Tzermak. What page did I give you next? I don't know what you have in front of you. The next Samir Amis? Oh, okay, good. Okay. Yeah?
Doesn't Moshe ask Hashem to see,
and Hashem tells him that? Risa Zacharai, yeah. But he's asking to see Acharai in his lifetime. Right? So, hopefully he's asking to, so to speak, bring that perspective of Yimloch into the now. That's sort of the tefillah. Right? That the Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed should be present now. V'risa Zacharai, if you're able to catch a glimpse of the future, then Olamecha Tira B'chayecha. I think that's the Gemara's Bracha. Right? Okay.
What did the Ramban
asked the question. The Targum doesn't fit the... Right? The Targum doesn't fit the Pasuk. The Pasuk only says Yimloch. The Pasuk only talks about the future. And the Targum puts it together. The Targum says now and in the future. Yeah? The Targum says now and in the future. Hashem Malchusei Ka'im Le'olam U'le'olmei Olmai. Hashem is present now and in the future. But again, you have to have a deep perspective to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the now. Okay, let's learn one more piece from the Imre Amos. Yeah. Right.
So it's really that it's revealed now, we just don't see it.
Right. It's totally here. It'll be revealed in the sense that everyone will get it. But the Rebbe Rashab says, don't sit around waiting to get it. Get it now. Why do you have to wait to get it? That's what we're doing every day here, Chava. We're trying to get it. We're trying to be Jews who get it. Okay, let's learn another piece of Imre Amos. This happens to be one of my... I don't know a lot of Imre Amos. I haven't worked on the Sefer enough in my lifetime. But I happen to really love this piece. It's not in his writings on Pesach, but it's clearly connected to it because it's in Parshas Va'era. Okay, and it's from the year Tuf Resh Ayin Hay. What year was Tuf Resh Ayin Hay? Tuf Resh Ayin Hay? 1915. Okay, 1915. Okay, 1915. So let's see. Take a look. Take a look at the bottom left-hand corner. I mean, the gematria of it is 675, right? But it's the year 5,675 from creation, which according to the secular calendar is 1915. Right? Now we're in the year 5778. So this piece of Torah was set in 5675. Tuf Resh Ayin Hay is 5675. Right. We're in 2018 and 5778. Oh, the five is not there. There's no five there. Yeah, it's the fifth millennium. Sixth millennium. Okay? You gotta at least know which 1,000 years you're talking about. Okay, good. Where's the first step to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Chavra, this is such a chashuv piece. I'm so excited to share this with you. This mamish punches the Yetzer Hara in the face. Va'adaga asher b'yaor mesa v'yivash hayaor. What maka? Perek Zayin, Parshas Va'era, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Dumb. The fish, which were in the Nile, died. And the Nile stunk. It smelled terrible. Adoni Avizal, my father, the Sfat Semes, taught, Shakavanehi, Shetaivos Mitzrayim Nimasu Etzlam. Shetaivos Mitzrayim Nimasu Etzlam. As the Makos began, all of the lure of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the center of the world. Mitzrayim is referred to in Tanakh as Erev Asa'aretz. One of the biggest struggles that people have in terms of their Avodas Hashem. A person could say, I like davening, I like learning. But my biggest struggle is Arayos. For a lot of people, that's their biggest struggle. Not everyone. Not everyone, but for a lot of people. And Dafka, at the end of days, when we live in such a society, with such norms in terms of tznius and pritzus,
in sexuality. It's mamish. For many people, it's their biggest nisan. They can be mamish, erelich, and like everything else, and in this, it's killing them. Right? And Mitzrayim is the center of the world. It's mamish. They represent the entire world at the time, and their main inyan is arayos. So says the Sfas Emes, as much as the Jews were enslaved in Mitzrayim, right? But they were attracted to Mitzrayim. They're attracted to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is like a cool place to be. It's a chashuv place. Yeah. As much as, of course, they were held against their will there, but they also didn't try to escape. And as much as they suffered there, but they also were proud of the fact that we're slaves to Mitzrayim. They bought in. They bought into Ervas Aretz, to the Arayos, to the temptations of Mitzrayim. It was tempting to them. It goes a little bit against the Medrash that says that the Jews actually were guarded in Arayos and Mitzrayim. Right? And there's people who like don't actually do certain Averos in terms of Arayos, but they're thinking about it all the time. They wouldn't actually do it, but like they're grappling with it all the time. In terms of their Herhurim and things like that. And it's bothering them. It feels like I can't be a proper Eved Hashem. When Makos Dam began, and the God of Mitzrayim, the Nile, right? The Nile became filled with these dead, bloodied fish, and the Nile started to smell terrible. All of a sudden, that which was so attractive to them started to be so repulsive to them. As we find in Bamidbar, when the Jews are at one point reminiscing about how good we had in the Mitzrayim. Ah, remember the delicious fish that we ate in Mitzrayim? You didn't eat fish in Mitzrayim, you ate matzah in Mitzrayim. You didn't eat fish. They didn't serve you. You know, it wasn't like Thursdays in the calf. Hey, matzah, lechemoni. The Gemara says, "Hainu arayos." The Jews are reminiscing about the arayos in Mitzrayim. But with Makas Dam, all of that illusion of arayos, right? That false pleasure that people are imagining. That so many people live in that dimyon of Arayos, all of a sudden that whole dimyon was shattered. Isa b'medrash, shemi makas dam has shiru Yisrael. Abraham says a gavaldik taich. We know that the medrash says that the Jews got rich during the makkah of dam. That the Jews had water and they were selling water to the Egyptians. That's the pashup shot. But those who were at the Vilna Gaon shir last night know what it means to get rich. What's the greatest poverty in the world? The greatest poverty is the Gemara in the Darm Daf Mem Aleph. The Darim Daf Mem Aleph says a person who's poor in the head, ain ani el bedas. The biggest ani in the world is a person who lacks das. Das, by the way, is the word that's used for intimacy between husband and wife. That Adam knew his wife. So arayos, when proper, when it's a bond between husband and wife, it's the first mitzvah of the Torah. It's pur ervo. It's holy and it's beautiful. When it's arayos, it's the biggest perversion ever. It's the ultimate perversion of the foundation. Right? That's why Bris Milah is called Yesod. It perverts the foundation of reality. So in Mitzrayim, the Jews got rich from Dam. What does it mean they got rich? They started to think finally. They finally said, this is so stupid. Why are we into this? They became rich in their minds. They started to finally understand things. Why are we learning this piece? Because what we were learning before, recognizing the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world, right? A corollary to that is also recognizing the stupidity of all the Taivas Olam Hazeh. And we spend so much of our life chasing after nothing. You remember the mashal from Rabbi Nachman. The Yetzer Hara comes with his closed fist, and everyone chases after him. You spend your whole time chasing, and then he finally opens his hand, there's nothing in it. And you wasted all this time chasing after nothing, after stupidity. Mamish stupidity. So in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people started to get rich. Turn the page. Mitzrayim haisa tumah shlo hayucholim lifrash rimena. Mitzrayim initially was a tumah that was very difficult to break free from. It's Ervas Aretz. It's paralyzing for many people. It was hard for them to separate themselves from Mitzrayim. That's why the Chazal interpret the Pasuk when it says we were taken out of Mitzrayim, Goy mikarev goy, a nation from within another nation. Chazal say it's like extracting a baby calf from its mother's womb. Where the farmer has to help, has to assist the mommy cow by literally plucking out, right, by pulling out the baby. We were so immersed in Mitzrayim, we might have to be pulled out of there. It wasn't easy. It wasn't so simple to pull us out. It was goy mikarev goy. We were mamash within Mitzrayim. We had bought in. The Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim was hard to separate. V'isa shaloha yachol eved levroch Mitzrayim. And no Jew could flee from Mitzrayim, not because there were guards, but because they were so mentally meshubad to Mitzrayim. Ata niftach lehem Pesach. And now all of a sudden, for the first time, Makas Dam brought them to the realization, V'yikiras Hashem Yisbarach V'yigiu Liyadus. For the first time, they finally felt like Jews. They finally said, we're going to be a little bit above the world. We're not going to fall for the stupidity of the tithes of the world. K'di'isa b'medrash and parashas naso, das, what is das? Again, the perversion of das, of connection, is being connected to all sorts of people who you're not connected to. The fact that someone could sleep with a person who they're not married to is the sickest thing in the world. And we think it's so normal, because like that's society, you know what I mean? That's what people do. That's so not normal. It's the deepest chibur in the world. It doesn't make any sense. Das means v'odam yada aschava ishto. That Adam and Chava, who are the ultimate couple, mamish, you know, two halves of one person, mamish etzame atzmai, the rib of Adam Arishon, coming back together with his other half, that's das. So das, in the context of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, means attached to Hashem, so that everything else looks stupid to me. Zeh makir as a boro. I have such a clarity on Hashem that I'm not tempted by anything else. The Kotzker Rebbe said, what was the big chiddush of Kabbalah Satorah? Everyone says, Vayichad Shem Yisrael neged ahar, ki ishachar b'levacha. The Jews were united. So everyone says, what were they united in doing? They were united in looking up at Hashem ready to receive the Torah. Kotzker Rebbe says, no, I see it differently. Klal Yisrael were united in turning their back on the world. Every single Jew is facing Hashem, so everyone, facing Hashem. The Kotzker says, no, that's not the chiddush. The chiddush is every Jew had his back turned to the world. We're not interested in the world. Das, I'm attached to Hashem. Makir as boro. I have a clear recognition of Hashem. V'zeh haram is b'masha isa b'medrash. This is, you see how the Ger Rebbes, they take a medrash that we heard since we were in first grade, and they read it so differently. It's so beautiful. Shayu shosim Yisrael u'mitrim in ka'ara achas, v'Yisrael shosamayim u'mitri dam. You know this picture? You drew this. You colored this in your Haggadah when you were a kid. Yeah, you have a cup of water, and half the cup is red and half the cup is white. Egyptian and a Jew drinking out of the same cup, and the Egyptian would drink blood and the Jew would drink water. What's the pshat? I know. Sheniftechu einayim ura'u. Shekol ha-taivos heim rak achizas einayim. The Jew was able to see things for what it really was. Right? What to the Mitzri was dam, to a Yid was water. We both want connection, but the Mitzri is pursuing such shtuyot. And the Jew is looking for the same thing, but he's getting it in the right way. So for one, it's water, it's mamish, you know, it's mamish refreshing. And for the Egyptian, it's dumb, it's disgusting, it makes you worse. That they came to the realization, I love this line, that it's what? What's achiza seinayim? You know what that means? Literally, sleight of hand. It's a magic trick. All of Taiva is just a magic trick. When you understand the trick, it's not geshmak at all anymore. When you're a kid and the magician does a cool trick, you're like, whoa, it's the craziest thing I ever saw. When you understand, you're like, oh, that's it, that's the whole thing. The Jewish people got rich in Mitzrayim. The Egyptians were drinking the blood. The Jews were drinking the water. The Jews stole the wisdom of the Egyptians. The little bit of wisdom that they had, we absorbed it. We took what they wanted. We used it in a holy way. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, va'avda chochmas chachamav, that the wise ones will lose their wisdom. In Mitzrayim we extracted the rechush gadol. We took all of the things that Mitzrayim were using in the bad way, and we took it in a good way. V'yisa b'zar kadosh, d'zen is kayim b'Mitzrayim. We took their wisdom. We redirected that same drive for connection in a holy way. V'lachein achar makas dam. Look at this line. Lo kasav od chachamim rachar tumim. What a gevaldik read in the psukim. That before the makas of dam, how do we refer to the Egyptian, you know, Paro's chashuv, whatever, his cabinet, his sorcerers. We don't call them sorcerers. We call them what? We call them chachamim. But after Makas Dam, when we got a little bit smart, we said, you're not smart people. You're chartumim. You're tricksters. This whole thing is a big trick. It's a chizos einayim. V'arezeh k'di'isa ein hadag mavish el meirosha. And that's what Chazal mean, a very strange line in Chazal, that a fish rots from its head. That pleasure, again, that taiva, that Mitzrayim is representative of, it spoils when a person gets their head into the right place. When you start to think like a Jew, it's very easy to realize the stupidity of these taivos. B'nei Yisrael hikiras Hashem Yisbarach ha'edei amuna v'adas. They came to amuna, they came to das. D'isa, sha'eser makos heim keneged aseres ha'dibros. Which means that the makah of Adam corresponds to anochi Hashem alokecha. So they came to a place of amuna. V'alidei zeachol aleim shem shemayim. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, shibarta roshei teninim al hamayim. That through the mayim, while the Egyptians had blood,
We had mayim. And what did that do? Through getting our head in the right place, it shattered the head of the snake. Paro was called the Tanin HaGadol in the Navi. The Tanin HaGadol, the big snake. Mamish the Nachash from Gan Eden. But we shattered him. We smashed him in the head by getting our heads into the right place. And then all of the pleasures of Mitzrayim started to spoil. They weren't attractive at all. There's no taiva for them whatsoever. And again, a person who sees beneath the surface is able to identify them. And a person, God forbid, who gets caught up in the superficiality of life is not able to recognize them. I want to just end with two final sources. Take a look at the next page, the Rachamei Ha'av. Rachamei Ha'av was Rav Yaakov Katina. Rav Yaakov Katina was a dayan in Chust, in Ukraine. Chust was a very famous city for certain groups of rabbis. So the Arugas Habosam was from Chust. And the Papa Rav was from Chust. A lot of tzaddikim came from Chust. So he wrote, his name was Rav Yaakov Katina. So he wrote for his children a last will and testament of certain things that he wanted them to think about. I think 58 paragraphs of advice. 58 paragraphs of advice. And he asked them to learn it every month. Learn a little bit each day. It's like a Musar Sefer. And he asked his children not to print it. As time went on, Klal Yisrael stole it and we printed it. So now we have it. It's very good. So he writes here in Os Chaf Gimel under the entry Zechira. Remember. He writes the following. V'sipru b'shem hagon atzadik Rav Mordechai Benet. Mordechai Benet was a big gon. Rav Mordechai Benet was known to be an outstanding Torah scholar, a massive mind. They would sometimes see him going like this with his finger. He'd be writing letters in the air. And no one knew what he was doing. You know, he'd be like sitting in the base medrash, preparing for, I don't know, shir. Sitting with a gemara in front of him, and they'd see him once in a while. He'd just start doing like that with his finger. Conducting the orchestra with his finger. No one knew what he was doing. Ad shir girshu pam echad. So one time, one of the Talmidim said, I got to figure out what this is about. What's Rabbi always doing? He paid close attention, and he figured out that he was writing, Ashrei Ish, Shelo Yishkachecha. It's a line from the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Praiseworthy from the Yom Noram. Praiseworthy is the person who never forgets you. The Tzaddik wanted to make sure that in all my learning, right, you should recognize, Ani V'lo Bavakama, Ani V'lo Bavmetziah, Ani V'lo Bavasra. To recognize Hashem in all that you do. To never forget about a Kaddish Baruch, even when a person's osik in Ruchnias. V'shamati b'shem ha-gon ha-mafursim b'chol ha-olam. I heard in the name of the well-known Gon, Marina of Heschel, the Rebbe of Heschel. You've heard of the Rebbe of Heschel? The Rebbe of Heschel was the Rebbe of the Shach and the Taz. He lived in Krakow, Rebbe Heschel of Krakow. We have a little bit of his writings. It was Mamish Gon Shebegonim. Rebbe of Heschel. Passed away in 1663. Mamish, a huge, huge, huge Gon. We have a sefer on Chumash called Chanukah Satorah. Anyone ever see that sefer? Chanukah Satorah? Every var, it's like Vilna Gonish, like the just like genius of arts. It's collected from his different ksavim. He didn't write it himself. So he said, I heard about the Rebbe Reb Heschel, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, Shayadorish Be'ir Gedola, Vayakal Rav Beis HaKnesses. That he would give a big drasha. The way he would give his drasha, he'd come to the big shul, big Rav in Krakow, come to the Beis HaKnesses, give a big drasha, Vayadarcho Latziya Kushya Chamura, and he'd throw out a very difficult question in Lomdus, Upilpilu Halomdim Bezeh, V'hiu Himtin Lahem. And then, the Bachrim in the Beis Medrash, or everyone who came to the Lomdus year, they would be Mepalpel, they would, you know, sit with the Chavrusa and try to work it out. He'd ask a very difficult question, and everyone would sit there trying to figure it out, and he would wait for them to try to come up with answers. Okay, that was his derech. Vayakol gadol b'beis haknesses. And it was a tremendous what? There was a tremendous rush in the base. Everyone came, they're sitting learning b'chavrusa, and everyone's fighting over, oh, maybe we can answer the question like this, like that. It was mamash, a booming base medrash, booming base knesses. Va'al kol zeh, and despite all of that, nishma kolo al kolam. The Rebbe of Heschel, his voice, while everyone else was busy thinking, working out the sugya, his voice would be heard in the base medrash the loudest of all. And what would he be screaming? What would he be screaming? Don't forget to look in the Minchas Chinuch. What was he screaming about? I mean, he was way before the Minchas Chinuch. What was he screaming about? He was screaming out different Mayim Makomos. He was screaming out, but you forgot about the Tshuva from the Rashba. What was he screaming to try to direct the Talmidim while they're busy working on a very, very hard Kashi and Lamdis? He was screaming, Ashrei Yishalo Yishkachecha.
You're screaming the base measures. Don't forget that you're learning Hashem's Torah. An evil of Malach. Don't get confused. To make sure that I don't forget what the point, what the tachlis of all this is. Because of Benhan Hagos, Rabbi Elimelech Milizhansk, the Noam Elimelech writes in his Sittel Katan, in his famous small note or small pamphlet of Eitza, he writes, Bechol Eishriya Panoi Mitor Vavoda, Ubeprat Keshu Yoshev Levado Becheder Ashochev Amitaso, when a person's not learning or actively involved in Avodas Hashem, you're just sitting and relaxing a little bit, or you're lying in bed at night, Ve'ena Yachol Yishon, you can't fall asleep. You know what you can do? Don't count sheep. Yeah. What do you do to help yourself fall asleep? I don't think this will help anyone fall asleep. But if you're bored and you need something to do, just think about the mitzvah of inikdashti, of dying al kiddush Hashem. Picture a big fire burning in front of you, and now you're being held at the hands of an oppressor of the Jewish people, who's saying, either convert to Christianity or I'm going to throw you in the fire. And picture yourself jumping into the fire out of your love for Hashem. Nice comforting image. But remind yourself that no matter what I have in this world, it's not more important than my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'd be prepared to give it all up, to give my life al Kiddush Hashem, because that's what's most important of all. And Rav Yaakov Katina concludes the piece by quoting a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. V'yizkor tamid perish ha-Baal Shem Tov on the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam, lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. Chaver, you know the Pashit Pshat in this Pasuk? It's one of the prakim of Tehillim that's part of the Tikkun Klali of Rabbi Nachman. Tehillim Lamed Beis. Pashit Pshat is Ashrei Adam, praiseworthy is the person, lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. That Hashem does not consider him a sinner. Right? Ashrei Adam, praiseworthy as a person, lo yachshuv Hashem lo, Hashem does not consider him avon, a sinful person. But the Baal Shem Tov, as quoted by the Degel Machane Ephraim, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, it's also in Parsha's Balak, the Degel Machane Ephraim quotes his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, who says, I'll tell you how to really read the Pasuk. David HaMelech said, Ashrei Adam, you know who a praiseworthy person is? Look how he reads it. Lo yachshuv Hashem, kama, if he doesn't think about Hashem even for a second, lo avon, he considers himself sinful. If I forget Hashem for 1 second, if I get caught up in Taivas Olam Hazeh for 1 second, if I think power sent me out of Mitzrayim, if I think there was a malach or an acher who could possibly understand what I'm going through, you're missing the whole tachlis of everything. Ashrei ha'odom lo yachshuv Hashem, praiseworthy is the person, perish. Shechoshiv lo la'avon, he considers himself sinful. B'masha'eino choshiv Hashem rega achas. He doesn't think about Hashem for even a second. Very chush of teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And last but not least, to conclude today, just turn to the last page from the Sefer Ohel Elimelech. The Ohel Elimelech is a collection of teachings and hanhagos and stories and different things from Rav Elimelech and Lizhensk. And in Os Mem Gimel, he tells the following story. Avram Chaim Simcha Bunim Michelson was the name of the chassid who put this together. And he writes the following. We'll end with this maisa. It's a very chashuv maisa. I like this maisa a lot. I think about this a lot. When people are going through a tough time, and you feel like Hashem is nowhere to be found, think about this maisa. We'll end with this. B'yamei Rabbeinu HaRebbe Rav Elimelech. In the period, in the times of the Rebbe Rav Melech. Nigzra Gezeira Kasha Al Yisrael Rachmana Litzlan. There was a time of a very, very harsh decree against the Jewish people. And Rav Elimelech HaLizhensk was davening mamish with Mesiras Nefesh, praying to somehow stop this gezerah, that it shouldn't come true. He saw, right? He not only see spiritually, he saw a decree had been issued against the Jewish community. He saw in Shemayim this was serious stuff, and he was davening to try to mevatel the gezerah. At Shenigla Alav Rabbeinu HaKadosh, HaRebbe Reber, HaMagid MiMezrich. Until his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, appeared to him. The way I first heard this story, Shlomo Karbach tells a version of this story. He says he was davening and fasting and fasting and fasting to the point that he literally fainted. And when he passed out, he saw the Magid in a dream. His Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says to the Magid, who is no longer alive, Ha'im lo amarti lachem ispalu ba'adi, Ki kol ha-yam asher anochi chai ani ma'akev kol ha-gezeros. The Maggid says, I told you to daven for me, that I should have a long life, because when I was around, I was able to stop the gezeros. And now I'm not alive. I can't help you anymore. I'm not there to help you. Right? Again, the way that I originally heard the story is that Rav Elimelech said to the Maggid, you know, help me. Right? So the Maggid says, I told you, if you would have davened to keep me alive, then I could help you. But now I'm the Olam Amis. I can't help you anymore. V'yishalu ha-Rebbe, Rav Melech. So Rav Elimelech asks his Rebbe, halo gedolim tzadikim b'misasan yosim b'chayayan. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, right, that a tzaddik, when he's not alive, he's still alive. And perhaps, al pi pnimius, he's even more alive when he's already detached himself from his body. So if you could have helped me when you were here, all the more so you could help me up there. How could it be that you can't help us? Hispalu gam atabadeinu. Daven for us. Help us. Hashem is not here. We're in trouble. He responded to him, kol od shayisi chai b'olam hazeh. When I was still in this world, lufi mara eine habasar, through our physical eyes, the way that I saw things, lufi mara eine habasar shalanu hayinechshav letzar, hayisi yachol ha'akev. When I was still in the world of sheker, when I was still in the world of confusion, I was still in the world where we're reminded every day in Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shemayim, lo sesur achrei levavchem b'achrei einechem, when I was still a human being and I could see the pain of a gezeira, I could daven to put an end to it. But he says, now I'm in the Olam Emes. Look what he writes. Avakan ba'olam ha'elyon, olam ha'emes, ani roa sha'kol tova. I can't daven to help you because I don't see bad anymore. I'm with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't see you suffering. Can I stop good things from coming to Klal Yisrael? I see how every tzar is really good. You see a gezeira, you see a Klal Yisrael's in trouble, you see Hashem is nowhere to be found. But I see Hashem's there every step of the way, and I see this as part of the master plan, and I see how be'emes, be'pnimius, this is all good. So, Chavi, this is the avod of the Seder night. This is the avod of the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Right? To go back to, we started Aniv Lo Malach. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you every step of the way. When you're with Hashem, you're not tempted by anything else. And make sure that you chazer it over and over and over. Right? Walk around, writing in the air, Ashrei, Ashrei Ish, Alo Yishkachecha. If the biggest gedolim were screaming about it and literally writing it in the air to remind themselves, not to forget Hashem. If the Baal Shem Tov said, Ashrei Adam, who's a truly praiseworthy person? A person, if he forgets God for a second, he feels bad. A person who strives to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person who's living Mashiach in this world. And then, like the Rebbe Rashab said, you don't have to wait to get the Mashiach for things to get good. But Amir Tzashem will be able to realize, not only what the Maggid had that perspective from beyond this world, but even in this world, Amir Tzashem will be able to see the goodness of a life of living with the Kodesh Baruch. Shkoyach. Ben Adam.